What's going on, everybody? Dave Destruction here. Week number 3. I haven't been canceled yet, so that's a good thing, I guess. Last week, I had a fun time doing the NFL draft special. I had a bunch of buddies over here watching the NFL draft. We watched the first round, or at least on the air, it was about 17, 18 picks, and then everybody stuck around and watched the rest of the show. But nobody was here for when Michael Sam got drafted, and I'll get into that later because as if I wasn't mad enough today, that's something I read, and somebody had shared a link on Facebook about how he's starting his own reality show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. So that should be real successful. Real successful, considering I don't even know what channel the Oprah Winfrey Network is. And I'm sure it's not BET. I'm sure there's no partnership there. She's got to have her own network. Has to be. That's why she's the richest woman in the world. As you can tell in the tone of my voice, I'm not Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky today. This week, I don't know. It's different. It's very different. Somebody's trying to call me right away. That's perfect. On my cell phone. Actually, I can get into that, too. It's a kid named Jose. Jose was a worker for PWS. He was training to become one of us, and he struck some bad luck and couldn't continue, and he fell off the face of the earth. And nobody knew what happened to him until I found him one day while I went out drinking with my roommate during the day. Not drinking. We went out for lunch. And I saw him, and he noticed me right away. And he said, that's you. You're you. Oh, my God. I never thought I'd see you again. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, kid goes through a lot. And I said, you know, not for nothing, but when you're in a dark time of your life, what better way to just take frustrations out to join a wrestling school, rejoin? I said, everybody's going to accept you back. Nobody's going to tell you you're a quitter because we've had one kid quit twice. So it's not the end of the world if you think it's not for you, but I saw the passion in this kid's eyes and he's really into it. And he actually reffed one of my matches, me against Bobby Wayward back in, I don't even know what month that was, August of last year. He was the referee and he did a great job. And so Jose, if you're listening, hopefully you are, maybe that's why you tried calling my cell phone, but if you're listening, come on back. We're all waiting for you. Anyway, back to why I'm sounding the way I am right now. It's not that I'm angry. Well, maybe I am a little angry. It's the season. And I'm not talking about spring going into summer. Because right away you could say, like, okay, I get it. You know, you're injured. You know, you're probably going nuts. Well, today was one of those days, and I was going nuts. And I probably said a lot of things. I felt like Ryback for a minute. I was tweeting and deleting and then Facebooking and then Instagramming and deleting that. And I was just one of those moods where I wanted to just kill everybody. But for what? You know, why? You know, I'm not big on negativity anymore. I try my very, very hardest to stay as positive as I possibly can. And because of pro wrestling and PWS, they've turned my life around. But before there was PWS, there was dark times. Everybody's got dark times. I told you guys in my first episode, I lost my best friend in 2007, which got me motivated enough to join a school and to do something with my life. Not so much work your 40-hour work week, because everybody's got to do that anyway. Even if somebody as popular as Kevin Matthews right now, he's back at doing a real job, like a real day job where he can work, bust his ass, make real money, and then come home at the end of the night and do something he loves, and that's train and wrestle and promote himself and whatnot and all that good stuff. So going into my first match in September of 2012, I was beat up. Everything hurts. You're brand new to this. But you have either positive followers or you have negative followers, okay? The negative, you got to get rid of. And I decided not to right away. I decided the girl I was dating at the time, you know, she... I'm not going to bash anybody. I hate bashing people. But I felt like the support wasn't there. And people just think, you know, so too many people were telling me I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to do this past September. It's going to be a cool little hobby for me to do. And then that's it. You're going to fall off. You're going to get too hurt. You're going to, you know, just not pursue what you've been trying to do for the last 4 months prior to your first match. And she was wrong. And you eliminate the negative factors. If somebody in your life is negative, get rid of them. That's it. They're only going to hold you back, okay? I'm one to, you can ask my family. They've had these conversations with me over and over and over again. You're too negative. You wake up every day with a reason to be pissed. You know, these are things that were going on in my head before wrestling. fast forward, you become a wrestler, and there's a whole nother realm of negativity, not so much negativity, but just drama that you don't want to surround yourself around. And, you try your hardest to stay away. You try your hardest to just listen to the positive people in your life, and that's your trainers, your family, your friends, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whoever the positive influence is, and you just stick to that. But, too much drama has surrounded you can't even call it drama, really. You could just call it lack of hustle, okay? When I went down with an injury back in March, I knew that there was going to be people, or I thought there was going to be people that just jump out and say, okay, there's this guy, Destruction. He brings in 25, 50, 100 people. At one point, my first match, 147 people bought tickets to come see my first match. And I drilled that into the fellow students yesterday. And I was just mad because some of these guys, they don't know how good they have it right now. They're training at a school that's not going to shut down on them in a week, a school that's not going to take a $1,300 deposit like I was once asked to give to another school up north when I was 20 years old, a school that's not going to rob you. They're going to give you every single opportunity you could possibly ask for. And it's up to you to take that opportunity and run with it. So after I sold my tickets in September of 2012, going into that first show, I had the whole goddamn city of Woodbridge there. I had everybody there. And it was just insane to know, when I went out there, and truth be told, ask anybody there, they were chanting my name before my match. That's how I knew it was something real. That's how I knew that this whole thing that I just tried really hard to make, that's how I knew it was real. So long story short, going October, I'm getting in another match. They knew. Hey, listen, wrestling is not all about your in-ring ability. It's about how you can promote yourself, how you can market yourself. Why would people want to come see you? I get it. There's the flashy ones. There's the Matt McIntoshes and the Craven Varos of the world that can do 960 moonsaults and land them flush. Good for them, and that's their style. I was telling my buddy J.P. Mayer last night, sometimes people just have their styles. That's not mine. But what else was my style? What else was my sales pitch? What else did I tell everybody of why they should come see me? I told everybody and tried to convince everybody that I was the next big thing going in wrestling. Whether it would be true or not, I tried so hard for people to just, hey, listen, come see me. Come see me. So that first 147 turned into, I guess, 90. And then that 90 turned into about 60. And then when I had my first one-on-one match where I joined Reality Check, I had Richie and all my boys and all my best friends in the second row chanting, you sold out. That's a good feeling. Whether you're being a good guy or a bad guy, that's a cool feeling to have, to be on that platform. And you're in a school that's going to give you that platform. And it just boggles. It boggles my mind to see the lack of hustle from some of the guys that I call friends. I just, for some odd reason, when I got hurt, I knew there was going to be people, I thought there was going to be people that came out of nowhere and said, well, that guy's down. He just got done wrestling Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Some people could look at that match and say, okay, that was a filler match. That was a young guy versus an old guy, or a guy that I can run with because I'm not fast. They could have given that to anybody, and they really could have. But they knew I tried. They knew I busted my ass. So they gave me a match with a WWE Hall of Famer. Now, when I get hurt the following week after being announced in the six-way for the following month's event, I get hurt, and I'm done. So you would think that 10, 12, 15 people would jump at the opportunity to replace me. Well, who was my replacement? You couldn't find a better replacement because the best replacement replaced me, and that's the lifeguard, Mike Dell. He is the hardest working guy on the PWS roster. I don't care who you are, up and down, from rookies to guys that have been there as long as I have, Dell hasn't missed a goddamn practice, and that's the God-honest truth. He'll tell you that. We got our own version of the streak going on at PWS, and Dell puts in the work, okay? Dell was originally scheduled to go to Mexico. All right, truth be told, stuff didn't fall through the way it wanted to. Things happen. He doesn't have, you know, all this X amount of money to get over there. But sure, the replacement for him was another guy, Chris Payne, who busts his ass, who goes to practice, who just does everything he possibly can. And truth be told, when Payne and Dell were on the same level of character at one point, they didn't know where they were going. Okay, Mike Dell might have changed his name 16 times. Mighty good man. M.D. Brocious. Mike Dell, just Mike Dell. Then PWS saw that he was hustling in the ring, saw that he had people following every move he made. So therefore, let's come up with something. So Eric, being the psycho genius that he is, he comes up with these gimmicks, and these gimmicks get over. Remember, there's a guy in a pink leotard that's running around pretending he's a cartoon video game character, and he's the most over gimmick in PWS. Somebody was given that role. That person just, whatever. He thought that it was not enough for his career. When in reality, if you put me in a pink leotard, no, I wouldn't fill the suit right, but I would still embrace it, you know? So then now the new guy doing Starman, it's like it is what it is. Like there's people that are passionate in the business and will take every role they're giving and go crazy with it. So Dell, they gave you the jacked David Hasselhoff. They gave you the lifeguard and you took that by storm and you made that your own and made it the coolest character out there. For Christ's sake, his theme song is the Baywatch theme song. Come on. It doesn't get much cooler than that, to be honest. And I sound like Clark when I keep saying, it's so cool, because that's what it is. It's cool. Chris Payne, he was lost. He didn't know. He was doing a lot of singles matches. He was beating up, you know, in the ring with guys like Alex Reynolds and Craig Steele and veterans that were carrying him in matches but making him look good. So he was lost. He didn't know what to do. He was coming up with this House of Pain thing. And I said, that's cool, man. And I had a conversation with him last night about going forward. But remember, there was once upon a time with me and him saying, hey, you know what? Why don't you take people under your wing? Why don't you make a faction? Why don't you be the leader of something and take three guys that deserve it more than anybody else at the time and push them to the limit? In come Bobby Wayward, in come Anthony Fabry, and in come Bowens. You know, three guys that are just on the cusp of such big things. And look at that storyline now. You can't wait until this Saturday when those forces collide after Payne got kicked out of the Untouchables. You can't wait to see that. But there'll be no such thing as that little gimmick that if you didn't put in the work and put in the brainstorming, other guys were given opportunities, and they're still running with it. My boy Alex, okay, Alex Rella, one of the hardest working kids out there. He's gifted in his own right. He's hilarious. He's the funniest dude I know. They gave him Little Mac. Now, do you think that when he got into professional wrestling, he said, you know what, I want to be a boxer from Nintendo? Who knows what he thought? Who knows what was going through his head? But they presented this after his demonic character wasn't really getting that response. People were looking at him like, oh, this guy's a freak. You know, he's got makeup on, red hair. Lord knows what the hell he was. But it wasn't getting that response. So what does he do? They give him this Little Mac character, and he killed it. And he's killing it. He's got a match one-on-one this Saturday night against another guy that, you know, despite what he may think or despite what people might think, King Hippo was another guy that was given a character, okay? His first couple matches, he was coming into the ring, and I don't know what the hell he was dressed up as. I don't know. I don't know what it was. Supposedly it's another gimmick that he had before PWS. I don't know. But they gave him a character. They gave you a chance and an opportunity to excel past a lot of guys. So embrace that, man. I understand you don't want to be stuck in something that you might not be interested in. But just stick with it. Things get bigger. Okay? To come up with some kind of I don't know, the Team America thing, I like it. Cool idea, cool concept, I understand. But you guys are on your way, like Bo Jones, he's the hellbilly, man. Let him work on that. And you're King Hippo. Be the best King Hippo you ever seen. Make people hate your guts. You know, try out new things, awesome. You know, I know a couple guys try new things, but look at the guys who aren't trying new things that are getting over in different companies, such as your Craven Varos. Damian Gibbs is the biggest prick of all time. Everybody knows that. But everybody knows that as him. He is the prince of aesthetics. You know, Bobby Wayward. He might be untouchable, but he's still the wild man. People know his gimmick. That is Bobby Wayward. It's the same thing goes for Kevin Matthews. You don't see Kevin Matthews saying, you know what? I know I'm too cocky Kevin Matthews here. I don't know if I can market it here, so let me be, I don't know, a car dealer or, I don't know, something else. He's not going to do that because he believes in himself. You think for 1 second I'm going to go to some other corporation, listen to me, some other company and say, okay, I'm Dave Destruction here, but today I'm the best in the state, Dave James. I don't know, just I want to come up with something. No, man, stick with what you're good at. Stick with what they gave you. I'm not going to rant and rave about this all night, but it's just something that segues into something else that's going to happen this Saturday. And it's not just Refuse to Lose 2014, because it's going to be a jam-packed event, and I'll get into that later with all you guys, with all the callers. But there's a guy, okay? You might have heard of him. His name's Toby Keith. He sings a couple big country tunes, okay? There's also another guy. His name's Jeff Jarrett. You might know him as J-E-F-F, J-A-E-R-E-T-T. Probably spelled it wrong because I'm going too fast. He also was in WWE, Intercontinental Champion, finds TNA, leaves TNA because he sees that, I don't know, maybe it's just not his thing. He didn't get fired. He left. So now what? He's got that itch again. And now he's got a financial guy right behind him, ready to rock. Nobody knows exactly what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. I hope it's the next big thing because Lord knows, why not? Why not have one more company to be on television and to watch? We're all fans of the game. We all watch this stuff. I'll watch on Mondays when I can, either live, taped, whatever. I'll watch NXT. Is that tonight? That's tonight. NXT tonight. I'll watch it later on. I mean, the Legends House crap I really can't get into, but it's funny. Whatever. But I'm saying, you got a guy, Jeff Jarrett, who's about to start something big. Nobody really knows the caliber of what it could be. It could be the biggest thing ever. It could be the next WWE. I mean, nobody's really going to touch them, but it could be. It could blow TNA out of the water. TNA could be out of business by the time this starts. You don't know. Nobody knows. That's the beauty part. Such a mystery. Nobody has a clue of what it's going to be. So now Jeff Jarrett decided he wanted to take the time out of his day. Instead of just wrestling Kevin Matthews, putting himself over, he's around the country scouting talent. Now, before I get even madder, because I know that this was announced legitimately the day before I got hurt. And now it eats me alive that I can't be there in the ring. Last night I was told maybe there might be some promo work where he wants to hear people on the mic. Well, shit. I think I got that covered. I think I can do that. So I'm going to pay a fee to legitimately watch a seminar and maybe get a chance to talk to the guy. And when he sees me on my crutches and wonders why this kid is sitting here on his crutches, it's because I want it. Some people still out there, and I know who you are, you think one injury and he's got to start thinking about his life. He's got to start thinking about his decisions and what you want to do. I have a lot of big things coming up. That's the truth. I'm not going to lie. Okay? And I can't be hurt for some of these things. Okay? So I know my limitations, but you bet your bottom dollar that there's no quit in me. I don't go to the gym to stay in shape and to try to get bigger for shits and giggles. I'm not doing it. I'm going out there and getting bigger. I'm getting badder. I'm getting madder. And as stupid and cliche and quote as that might sound, Big O gave me that one, it's the truth. I'm going in and I'm going to be bigger and badder and more frustrated. And I'm going to start killing people in that ring. But for now, I got to go through the process. But there's guys out there that think that not attending this Jarrett seminar on Saturday is no big deal. If you're in this wrestling business and you're in PWS, like for a while I said PWS is my WWE. And who knows, maybe it still is. Maybe this is me making it, quote, making it to PWS because who knows what they're going to come up with. There's so much stuff in the works, it's ridiculous, and you're all going to be blown away once it all comes about. And I'm behind the scenes just like everybody else in the company. I know what's going on. I'm not going to air it. I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but there's some big shit developing. So I want to be a part of that. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? I don't understand, and I won't understand the guys that are content. If you're content in professional wrestling, get out. Unless you're signed and on TV every Monday or Thursday or Friday, whatever days they're on, or TNA or whatever, if you're not broadcasted and you're not promoted, then what the hell are you, what are you doing? Do you want to be known as the local guy? You want to call yourself a professional wrestler just for what? Just because you can? Because you have 10 years experience, 5 years experience, a year experience? You want to call yourself a wrestler because that, hey, I've been around and I worked this guy and Rikishi sat on my face and Vader killed me and this guy threw me through a cage or a table or whatever. That doesn't make you a professional wrestler. That makes you a guy trying to live his childhood fantasies. When I went out to wrestle Duggan, I wrestled him as a me trying to make it. And when he took me aside and said, thank you, that was just an accomplishment. That was like a stepping stone, and it makes me want it more. It makes me want it just so bad to succeed. And if you don't want to show your shit in front of a guy that's opening up a company that has a millions and millions of dollars behind him, I'm not talking about a guy that's going to give you $20, brother, so you can give your so you can get your gas money home. No, man, this guy wants to sign people. He wants people to create new people. Even if you go in there as yourself with your gimmick, cool. You listen to his creative advice. But for Christ's sakes, like, why don't you want to be there? You got work that day? Yeah? Is your job that important? If this is your career, quote, career, and something you want to, quote, make, then what the hell? What's stopping you? I got a torn ACL. If I had a sprained knee, like a general stupid injury that I can kind of walk on and kind of run sluggish around and kind of get things done, my ass would be in that ring, man. My ass would be in that goddamn ring, and I would give everything I had for that one chance for Jeff Jarrett to say, this guy's got something. So my only hope is that Jeff Jarrett sees my face, hears my voice, and says, there's something there. Because you know what? And Buck doesn't put over much. He doesn't. He keeps to himself. He'll tell you when stuff is good. He'll tell you when stuff is rotten. But when he texted me last week saying, I want you on commentary, this could be a good thing for you, you embrace that and you take advantage of that. I must have lifted 50 more pounds or 100 more pounds in my next couple sets after I got that text at the gym. I was pumped. It was a spot and an opportunity to be heard. For people to know who you are. You all know who Michael Cole is. You all know who Gorilla Monsoon was and Bobby Heenan and Mike Tenay and Jim Ross. These guys all have a career and they're all millionaires. I went to school for this shit. My dad put in tens of thousands of dollars, and I'll be the first to admit it. I can't afford that. But he believed in me. He saw my drive. So he put money on the line. He said, go to a broadcasting school after college and get your shit together. So I did. I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. From there, I worked for the New York football goddamn Giants. And I hate the Giants. I'll be the first one to tell you I hate the freaking Giants. I hate them. But it was a job. I was on a football field. I met John Madden. I met Bob Costas. I met everybody. Chris Collinsworth, who I hate. But I met these guys. And they're not just talking at me. They're talking to me. Because they know what I want to do. I know I'm getting off topic a little bit with my career choice. But all in all, if you're a worker in the business and you think you're calling yourself a professional wrestler and you're working for these shows that put on in front of 100 people or 30 people or even 200, 300 people, don't you want to do something bigger? Don't you want to be in front of 20,000, 25,000, 80 freaking thousand people? Isn't that something you want to do? Isn't that what you're striding for? I might be talking to a wall. Well, technically I am, because there's nobody home tonight. And I got the Yankees in a 0-0 tie in the fifth. Mike Francesa, the next guy's up. Who cares? Right now, I'm ranting and I'm raving. And I understand. I understand that there's legitimate excuses. I'll be the first one to admit that when Mike Dell told me that his chance at Mexico could have been taken away because of money, God be my witness and ask Dell yourself. I was willing to help him almost fully put him through to Mexico with my own money that I don't even have anymore. Being out of work and collecting disability isn't the funnest thing in the world. I don't have a lot of money. I'm not a millionaire, okay? But I was willing to help a friend because I believe in the friend, and he believes in himself. So that's what I was going to do. And he'll tell you that. And then, obviously, things changed up. And then, you know, Chris Payne and Damian went out there and they kicked the shit out of people. Chris Payne, 2 years, he's in it less than me. He had some training before PWS. But before this, you know, he's wrestling in front of a PWS crowd. All right, well, guess what? 1,300, 1,600 just turned into 10,000, 11,000 Mexicans screaming at you because Ultimo Dragon's kicking your ass. That's something to have some pride in, man. That's awesome. He showed me pictures yesterday, and I was floored. Like, this is awesome, dude. This is Ultimo freaking Dragon. That's the guy. I know him. And he's a god in Mexico. So, you know, between Mexico and Japan and everywhere else he's been, he's a well-known wrestler. That's what you want to do, right? Look, I don't want to bust on people. I'm not one to shoot because I don't like that term. I don't like when people do it. And I'm not in any place to do it because I've only been in it for 2 years. So I just know what I'm capable of doing. I know the hard work that I'm putting in, okay? Therefore, I can't really do much, you know, as injured. There's only so much I can do. But for Christ's sake, if you got an opportunity like Saturday, just do it. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. It blows my mind. And it makes me sad. Sad. Legit sad. I might come off cranky or angry or anything like that. But it's just sad. You know? I don't like it. But listen, I've been going on for too long. You know? I told a bunch of people to call in. And they should. Promote the shows that are coming up. Tell me what you like about the shows that are coming up. PWS. Refuse to Lose 2014 this Saturday night. I will be on commentary right next to the voice of PWS, David Adams, doing what I've kind of always wanted to do. You know, being in the ring is one thing. That's awesome. But being that guy, because some of the moments that you remember in wrestling history are because of the call, because of what Jim Ross almost had a heart attack saying, because of just Vince McMahon with the boyhood dream. You remember that. You remember these hooks and these lines, and they stick with you. We still make fun, at the wrestling school, we still make fun of Jim Ross, Vince McMahon reveals himself as the higher power back in the Attitude Era, and he said, "It's me, Austin," and you hear Jim Ross with one line, "Oh, son of a bitch," and you heard it, and it stuck with you, because it's that goddamn good. So why not give it a shot? You know, I was hurt, and this is another side story, unfortunately. I mean, I just rant sometimes, but I was hurt. And one day later, actually, there's a commercial on, and if Richie, if you're listening, Summer Jam, dude. Summer Jam. They're going to be, this looks pretty packed. Let's go. But anyway, MetLife Stadium. Where was I going with that? Oh, okay. So a week later, I got hurt. I got hurt, and 3 days later, not knowing what the injury was, or not even 3 days, I think a day later, 2 days later, I texted Pat. I said, what can I do? If this is bad, what else can I do? Of course, he came back and said, "Hey, listen, you don't know what it is yet. It could be nothing." And I was like, you're right. But if it's not, I need something. I need to feel like the next couple months of my life, I'm going to matter. So after I did a little commentary at the Superstars of Wrestling and down in Spotswood last Friday, you know, it's a couple little tiny lines that catch your attention, and he thinks, maybe there's something here. So he puts me there. But that's more than what other people are doing, and that's what's bothering me. Supercard's coming up. We are going to have 2,000 people in attendance at the Rahway Rec Center. Not the Dome, the Rec Center, the home of PWS. We're returning home for the first time since October of 2012. Okay? That was the same place I made my debut. 1,300 people in September, chanting my name. Now, I'm not putting myself over. I'm telling you the truth. This is exactly what I heard. So why don't you want that? If you don't want that, then there's something, I don't know, there's something missing. A guy hit me up today, one of the wrestlers, the co-wrestlers of mine. I won't drop any names, but he hit me up and he said, that fire. Because we had promo night last night, okay? We all got to cut promos. And I cut a promo about a minute of what this is. And that's just me being pissed off and angry that I'm sitting here hoping to get better as fast as possible and people are still sitting on their ass and not going to the gym and not improving their look or not improving their character or something. You know, and he said, "Hey, listen, awesome. Awesome stuff last night." And I said, "Listen, that's just a month and 2 months of frustration. It is. And he said, well, because of that, I really want to do this seminar now. And I don't want to be the guy to push at somebody or put a gun to somebody's head and say, do this seminar or else. I don't want to be that guy because I'm not that guy. But I am a guy that says, if you've got something special and you're gifted enough to be a professional wrestler, something that nobody else can do, okay? Nobody else can do what we do. That's why they're fans and we're in the ring. They're behind the rails. We're on the other side. There's something special to becoming a professional wrestler. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else because I still think I suck. More than half the people out there, okay? But I still think that I'm trying. And I know that what I'm doing, the fans can't. They can cut a promo on an iPhone. They can do their own podcast. They can do everything else as fans, make signs. They can whatever the hell they want to do. But when it comes to doing the stuff in the ring, you can't. And it's not a knock at the fans because you guys are fans for a reason. We're fans in our own mind, but only to a certain, you know, degree. So, again, this Saturday, Jeff Jarrett, seminar, go. If you're in the business, go. Attend. Pay the fee. It's more money to try out for CZW or frickin' Dragon Gate or some shit like that. You can go or go down south and get, you know, evaluated, quote, evaluated by somebody else. That's great, man. Go do what you got to do. You live your dream. But if you're not going to put the work in, then forget it. Just forget it. Just quit now because there's guys out there chomping at the bit. There's guys out there that want this to be their career. And there's the Mike Dells and the Bobby Waywards, and they're going to make it. And the Anthony Bowens, those guys are going to make it. Mark my words. There's a couple of homies, Black Hollywood, that are going to come back even stronger. I know that because I know they want it. You already know, Ray. You already know. But, again, I'm done ranting. They've heard me, and now I can talk to people. People know the call-in number, 760-888-5749. I'm going to take my first caller because I know who it is. Caller, you're on the air, but I'm not going to call you a caller. You're my best friend. PJ, what's going on, brother?
Yo, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. I don't have to wait 45 minutes tonight.
I'm not as popular anymore.
No, it's fine. First of all, are you sitting Indian style as you're ranting all this? Because the last time I remember somebody having a rant like this, they were sitting Indian style, they were pissed off, they were told to go out with a live mic, and they became the biggest thing, and a 434-day reign came.
Well, no, I'm not sitting Indian style because, A, it's... A,
well, that's true. You still can't bend your knee, can you?
That's what I'm saying. A, it's impossible, physically impossible. B, no, I'm not CM Punk. I'm not trying to be CM Punk. He did his thing because he has years and years and years of frustration. I only have a couple months, man. And this is what's built up in my system. And you even had it, you know, you could, truth be told, you texted me today making sure I wasn't going to blow my head off.
This is true. Just like I texted you and called you the day after I heard about the injury because I know how driven you are. And, you know, I was going to say this 2 weeks ago on the first show. The class that came in is amazing. And over the last 2 years, not only you, I mean, I've seen so many guys grow in that company and in this business, you know, from Payne and Damian and the Untouchables and all of them. It's so amazing to have watched you guys. It, from a father's perspective, it's almost like, you know, you're watching these kids grow up over time, and it is truly amazing. And then, you know, you see Mike Dell and Payne and these guys, you know, Damian going to Mexico. I mean, who gets those chances? And you know, I know a lot of them have the firepower, you, and some probably don't. And it's a shame. It really is a shame. And, you know, the only thing I can say is, you know, if they want to be content and be on the low end of the stick, then, you know, so be it. Because guys like you, guys like those guys that came in with you, they're going to pass everybody by. And within a couple of years, they're going to be the headliners on those posters left and right. And, you know, that's all I can really say. I've been so proud to be a fan, especially of you, of course, but of the entire company, you know, and I've still been going, even with you on the sidelines. It's a great product, and these guys should take the next step, and hopefully Global Force Wrestling, hopefully I said that right, you know, is the next place that they can go, and I can turn on, you know, maybe CMT or whatever station they're going to be on in time and watch them and say, Shit, I remember, you know, that first battle royal that they were in, you know, and seeing Destruction throw a few guys over.
Oh, I threw a couple guys over.
Yeah, a couple for sure. You know, one almost in my lap at the end, but, you know, that was...
I tried to throw in my dad's lap because he didn't think I was going to do it, but I did anyway. But, yeah, man, I totally understand where you're coming from. I thank you for always supporting me, and, you know, it's easy for one of the best friends to call in and sing my praises because, it is what it is, but I'm glad you see the hard work that people do put in, and it is a shame, and a lot of people have told me, hey, stop worrying about them, you know, stop worrying about their, you know, the guys that don't care, and it's not that I'm worried about them per se, it's just I feel bad. Like, I feel like, why are you doing this then? Why are you beating yourself up 9 hours a week in the ring to just to do that? And that's it. Like, who gets the joy out of just kicking your own ass and not seeing anything develop out of it? It boggles my mind, dude. Boggles my mind.
No, I agree. It's like, you know, it's like the job I have or whatever. You know, you're 35 and you get a mid-level job or whatever, and you're content with just doing that for the next 3 years. You know, why? Why bother trying to grow and whatever, you know, why just sit in a rut for the rest of your career? You know, I mean, there's always things to shoot for, and, you know, you've proven that. And all right, forget the friendship even. I've seen the drive, and that's what makes me such a fan. You know, there's friendship, and then there's being a fan. And, you know, I've seen that with a lot of these guys. Now, mind you, I'm not, you know, obviously – you know, friends with most of the other guys as I am with you, but still, it's just, I've grown to be big fans of a lot of these guys because I've seen what they've done, and I've seen that they don't just sit and watch and, you know, pick their ass at practice and whatever. You know, they go out there and they bust it. You know, that show last month was probably the best I've seen top to bottom in the 2 years that I've been going.
It was
and
more...
It was more
like intimate. It had a different feel to it. Even Pat said that. He said, you know, we can have all these a million people, but at the same time, we have the core group of people appreciating what everybody's doing and just kicking ass, man. Like that main event. Like I still mark for that main event. Like Bonesaw and Matthews kicked the shit out of each other for like 20 mm-hmm. minutes. And then a swerve comes out of left field, and now Bokar is the champion. You know what I mean? And I told this to J.P. Mayer yesterday. I didn't know. Nobody told me to finish. Like, I was being a fan. I said, holy shit. Like, what the hell's going on here? Like,
I was expecting maybe that comes soon. Never would have seen that coming Saturday. And you're right. That main event was utterly – you know, and I've seen Kevin in, you know, the ladder matches and the TLC matches and – you know, some of the other ones, and if there's one. Now, mind you, I know he has 14 years of experience. I didn't know Kevin Matthews from a hole in the wall before you and I went to that first show, and then we saw him beat Sami Callihan for the title. And I got to tell you, he's probably second on the list almost right after you. I mean, there's favoritism, of course, there.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
Like, even my kids. Even the two little destructees. I mean, like, if you're not there, the first question out of their mouth is, like, who's Kevin wrestling? You know, what's Kevin up to? Whatever. And I don't even know Kevin outside of the show.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, Kevin Matthews obviously has his backstory. He has what he's done in WWE and developmental and all that stuff and his grief and grievances with Bill DeMott and all that crap. But he's made it a point to not – I get it, buy the merch. Like, I understand. But at the same time, he's living that gimmick, and he's appreciating every single fan that comes in there, and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
All right. But, PJ, dude, thank you for calling in, obviously. Always appreciate it. And next week, come join me. Come on over here and shoot the shit. I'll get a second microphone. We can have a little simulcast or whatever.
I would love that. And I got to tell you, maybe it won't. I'm trying to project this Rangers series. I don't know if there'll be a game that night or not. But I could be there.
Right now, it's looking like Saturday afternoon during my Jeff Jarrett seminar, so I'm going to have to look at my phone after it all said and done, and hopefully they won. But that looks – if it's Saturday, then I can expect the Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and that's my fear because after Friday comes game five, which would be Sunday, May 25th, which is my birthday, and – believe me, I'm not trying to put the jinx on them, but my last two birthdays and Ranger playoffs have not gone very well.
Well, to be, here, a fun fact is that the last two birthdays for my brother, the Rangers won game sevens, back-to-back years. So, hey, well, everybody has their own luck.
I'm hoping third time is the charm for me, and, you know, we're at least staring at the King of Wales, or the Prince of Wales by then, heading to the final. But you want me there? I'll be there next Thursday. Is that an official invite?
Yeah, man, come on over, man. I had a ball with you guys when you guys were here for the draft and stuff. It was awesome, dude.
You got it. I'll be there next Thursday. I'll be continuing to listen tonight.
Absolutely,
keep up
brother.
The wonderful work.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, listen, if my voice is sexy enough, make sure you tell MLB that I can make a second appearance, you know.
Well, what do you think I was trying to drop a hint for? I mean, you know, you mentioned Bob Costas. You've already got the relationship there. I see him roaming around on occasion. You know? No, but seriously, I mean, you know, if I hear what I hear, you know, on the 17th and June 7th or whatever, I could put a little tape together and, you know, send it around. We'll see what we got.
I know my first stint with MLB Network was terrible, and I blame my relationship for that, and that's that. If I didn't have a girlfriend that needed me at every time of the night, I would be – who knows where I would be right now. But, again –
Yeah, but you know what? Look at it the other way, and then I'll leave because I know you got a ton of other callers. If you didn't leave MLB, you wouldn't have PWS. You wouldn't have, you know, this show. You wouldn't have a lot of the things that you do actually have right now. So it was a small sacrifice to make. We discussed that. And to me personally, it was probably the best move you made because you've just grown and grown even more since then.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. All right. Well, let me go. I'm going to hit up some of these other people, see what they want. Keep listening and hit me up after. All right, buddy.
Will do. Thanks. All right.
Later. That is my boy, PJ. He's a great friend of mine. Been a supporter since day one. Huge wrestling fan. He was actually in attendance with me in my last actual event that I sat at to be a fan before I decided to join the school and all that. So he was a part of that. We sat there, we watched it together. He thought I was incredibly insane for becoming a wrestler, but at the same time, he knew I wanted it, and that's that. So we got a couple callers on the line. I don't know who's who. I wrote down a couple phone numbers. I really don't, unfortunately, but we'll take the next call. Call, you're on the Thursday Night Destruction with your boy Dave. Who is this?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Oh, hey, JP, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much, bro. Listen back to your whole show last night. Awesome work, dude. Awesome work.
Thank you. And now next week just got even better.
No, it's not. It's not any better because you added GMC. You talk about a bad move, bro. That guy is going to talk your ear off, and he's not going to make any sense, and he's going to be angry, and he's going to be unfiltered, and it's going to ruin your show. That's just giving you a preview and a heads up.
Okay, well, I'll play out, see how it goes.
Time to cancel.
He actually asked me for it, so I'm not one.
That's so funny.
I'm not one to pass it up.
Yeah, well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I know he said he wanted to call in, and he didn't know what time, and he's like, I'm working right now. So I got a box from him. I'll just play it live on the air just because I don't know what he said. Let's see. Hold on.
Dave, I want to call in, and I want you to answer me my top five favorite divas of all time and why.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He asked me the same thing.
Holy shit, GMC, brother, you know the number, call in. I don't know your number by heart, so at least give me a heads up of when you're going to do it, but I'm not going to get into some dog fest with you and start talking about the top hottest divas. Give me a break, dude. Come on. My God. I'm not in the business to judge women. I don't do that. I'm a nice guy.
You're a lover. You love everybody.
Absolutely. JP, man, we're going to miss you this weekend, dude. I'm really, really upset you're not going to be there.
Trust me when I say I'm not looking forward to not being there, but it's like I said to you last night on my show, I've known my friend for 20 years. I can't say no.
I understand. Now, are you going to be wearing a suit to this?
Absolutely not.
You're not? Oh, all right. Well, then I had an idea for you, but this is just me being me. Instead of wearing a suit, why don't you just go to a wedding as a single eligible bachelor wearing a She Wants the D t-shirt? Do now, it. It's going to get all the ladies, man.
Maybe I'll wear my She Wants to D shirt under my dress shirt.
There you go. And then by the time you have like a couple drinks in you and you got the dress shirt unbuttoned and you're ready to rock and roll and you're in that dance floor and getting your groove on to whatever theme song they're playing, you show everybody what's up and you let them know. You point to that shirt and you tell them you know what you want at the end of this night. Folks, JP Mayer is one of the best. I'm telling you right now, he's a team player. And I'm not, listen, I'm not kidding. I'm not just busting, okay? Do that. Wear the goddamn shirt.
Well, let's see. I get out of work tomorrow at 5. I got to stop at a couple places, but I should be home in enough time to get my laundry done and get it washed and cleaned. I will wear that shirt underneath my outfit. And mind you, I got a nice pair of dress pants, a nice dress shirt. I'll shave. I'll just leave my goatee. I'm not trying to look like Daniel Bryan going to a wedding.
I don't know, man. Chicks dig the beard. You see me, and you see the reaction I get from all the ladies out there.
Yeah, well, I'm also trying not to look like Chewbacca crosses Daniel Bryan.
That's good. Dude, you're a good sport, bro. You're a good kid. I tell you, it's too funny, man.
From the Wizards busting my balls last week on their show to Silva and Kevin and Buck busting me on their show.
I won't bust on you, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Dave, I've known you now for how long? You can bust my balls. I do not care.
I try to be as nice as I possibly can, man.
But now, back to the main thing, the main reason of your show tonight.
What's up?
With your rant earlier, I listened to every second of it, and...
Well, good. Actually, you know what? Not to cut you off, but did everything come out clear, like, live?
Yeah.
Okay, because my dad had texted me saying something's wrong with the broadcast. I wasn't sure if he was being sarcastic, saying I was being repetitive, or he said that somebody, like, he's like, I keep hearing the same thing over and over again. So I wasn't sure if that was truth, but good to know that you heard every word. Go on.
Yeah, I heard every word, and every guy that you put over, Chris Payne, AC Gamble, Wayward, Bowens, I don't know if I said Payne or not, but Payne, Mike Dell, Gibbs, they all bust their asses just like you do. And you still do, despite being injured. Yes, I am a fan. I am 100% a fan. I could never do what half the shit you guys do in that ring.
Well, there's a time and a place for everything, man. There's people that can. Like, listen, to be honest with you, I don't know if you played sports as a kid. I don't know if anybody, if you're an athlete at one point and then you just decide to step away. I have no idea, nor do I judge you. But I know that what we do in that ring is special and it's something that not everybody can do.
Oh, absolutely. Like, going back to the suicidal six-way and going back to what you had mentioned to me on my show last night. Yes, you don't do all the flips and whatnot. That's Dell, Chiron, McIntosh. But also, Damian Gibbs was in that match. Damian Gibbs doesn't do all that either.
Well, hey, I tell you what. Damian Gibbs is on another planet when it comes to, you know, whatchamacallit. I'm just sorry. I'm looking at my text. This is why I can't have a group text with, like, some of my best friends because they're like, Dave, say my name. It's Brett. I'm a big fan. Say it now if you can. Like, come on, man. Like, I love you to death. Jesus Christ. If you guys want to talk to me, call in. And then that's that. So, Brett, call in, I guess, if you want to talk to me. Or Evan or Richie or whoever. I don't care. So, go on, JP. Sorry to cut you off. These guys, it's not like I have ADD or anything like that. It's just the distract.
No, it's like I was saying, like, you brought up in the show last night that you're more of a ground guy, but granted, I did see you climb the top rope with Big O and clothesline poor Hash Brown's head off.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you say that because that's the first, and who knows what's going to come off of that, but when I went up to the top rope, when Big O pointed, go up, I said, how up are you talking? You know, I didn't... He's like, go up. And I'm like, okay. Look back at the videotape, and you see my face. I'm like a little hesitant about it, but I went up there, and I pulled off a move that I watched growing up my entire life, the Doomsday Device, but we call it the power line. And, yeah, Little Hash Brown, unfortunately, took the brunt of that. And God rest his soul.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same since.
I don't think you'll ever see Hash Brown again, honestly. That's just me being me. I don't think you'll ever see Hash and Christian together again. That's just me. Just I have no idea why. I just got that feeling.
And that's a shame because there's more merch that's in my closet of a team that won't be together anymore.
Who knows, man? Who knows? PWS has its ways of giving everybody an opportunity, and that's also what I talked about in my much too long of a rant, where when you're given an opportunity, jump on that shit, man. I don't get if you don't do it, I don't understand it. Like, JP, and excuse me for not knowing this, but what do you do for a living? What's your job? What do you do?
I sell car remotes.
You sell car remotes. Okay. Now, I don't know the first goddamn thing about car remotes, okay? But I will say this. You had to get that job. You had to interview for that job, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right. So when you go into that job and they tell you, hey, we sell car remotes, what's your first knee-jerk reaction?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I don't own a car. I don't drive. I know what a remote does, but you teach me and I'll learn.
Exactly. You teach me and I'll learn. Just like going to a wrestling school. You teach me and I'll learn. I didn't know the first thing about pro wrestling, about being a pro wrestler. Nobody knows exactly what you're getting yourself into, but because you're there and you're giving it the time of day, you know, you're giving it all you got, then that's why people are going to believe in you. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. It blows my mind when people don't give it their all. But again, to each his own. You're doing great selling your car remotes. I'm doing my thing trying to wrestle. And anybody else who does anything else, like Richie. I know my boy Richie is a FedEx driver. I know he's dropping those goddamn packages off with pride. And then there's Evan, who I think drinks for a living. I don't know if that's really his job, but he's actually a manager at Big Shot, the after-party spot of Destruction. He's one of the managers, so he's doing that well. Whatever your job is and wherever you land, just freaking kill it, man. There's no reason why when an opportunity comes to you that you don't kill it. You know, case in point, and I'm going to let you go, Jay, because I got a couple other guys on the line, but enjoy the wedding on Saturday. Wear that shirt with pride. Kick some ass and get a little action for me. So do your thing.
And I'm going to have some adult beverages that night. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Cheers to that, and cheers to PWS and other. By the time you're having beers, we'll be coming off a great, successful show, so we're all cheersing in spirit with each other.
Absolutely, Dave. I'm going back to – I'm putting my headphones back in. Thank you, as always, for having me on. And on a side note, with PJ, with his birthday coming up on what should be a Rangers Day, they better win, otherwise I'm blaming him.
All right. That's fine. Whatever. But do what you got to do. Everybody's birthday is different. Everybody likes different things. But JP, again, my man, thanks for calling in. Good luck with your next show. If you need me to call in again, believe me, I'll cut GMC off so fast he won't even know what hit him.
Trust me, I'll have you on speed dial.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
JP Mayer, my dude, one of my best friends, greatest supporters, all that stuff. But I was going to get into a story. I didn't want to just leave him on the air. But I got a friend. It's a good friend of mine. And I met him through a bar. I mean, it sounds like it should be a relationship. But we call him Big Rich, Larry Hoover. His name's Rich Brevard. I think I saw a little flash saying he's listening. My dude. You talk about perseverance and not stopping at a goal. Rich Brevard had a couple cameos back in the day in movies and shows. 30 Rock, I think My Super Ex-Girlfriend, he had a small role. The guy wanted to be an actor. Now, things weren't working the way he wanted to, okay? And he's still a younger dude. He's jacked out of his mind. He's a big, big, big guy. We call him Big Rich for a reason, okay? And we're not talking about Big Rich like Richie's dad, because that's like the original Big Rich. But I'm talking about Big Rich, Larry Hoover, Rich Brevard, my dude. He stuck with it. He didn't get discouraged. He stuck with it. And about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I saw my friend Rich on an episode of Blue Bloods on CBS. CBS. Just let that sink in for a second. National television. And 2 weeks before that, he had a cameo on The Following on Fox 5. Let that sink in. Somebody who's not quitting at all the goals that he's reaching. He's still young. He's still got the look. He's still got the drive, and he's going to make it. He's going to make I see it. I'm not, you know, I don't blow smoke. There's a couple of guys that blow smoke, too. Like, oh, yeah, you're good at what you do. Great, great, great. And just try to be happy and positive. But this kid, this guy, is definitely going to make a name for himself in the world of acting. So when he does receive the Academy Award or whatever the award, independent award, whatever award you do receive, bro, if you don't throw my name out there, I'll kick your big black ass all over the place, all right? So you make sure you give me a shout-out in your acceptance speech. Check him out. He's on Facebook. I'll even share his Facebook page. This guy, he's still driven, still going to acting classes. He's given opportunities because he's working hard. And that's the kind of like the topic of conversation, I guess. Working hard, putting in the work, and respecting the business and the craft you work for. So with that being said, I'm not going to go on another rant. I'll give another phone caller a shot. Guys, supposedly 24 minutes strong of holding. Thursday Night Destruction, who do I got?
It's Will. It's TLD, the man that interviews you every single time we are at a show at PWS, because God forbid we don't sell one of your damn T-shirts.
Hey, Will. What's going on, brother? Will is actually another host on this network, the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Network. He is one of the guys that, yes, every time I see a camera rolling at a Pro Wrestling Syndicate event, I make sure I get my mug on all the time, and regardless if I have anything to say or not have anything to say, he's always there. I just posted a picture. I don't know if you saw it. My throwback picture.
Actually, yeah, I did. I saw it. It was our first interview together where I first met you and found out that at least someone else in the state is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, we're running few and far between, brother.
Yeah, man. So I mean, I haven't heard the rant, so I didn't get in time for that. I will probably listen to it. I don't know if I'll know anything about it, but I'm looking forward to hearing rants, because usually when you have a rant on the show, it's usually pretty damn good and pretty funny. So I'm looking forward to hearing that rant.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to Jay on Twitter today, and he said, you know, he's like, oh, you know, you might piss a couple people off. And I'm like, well, the truth hurts. You know, I'm not sitting here going to blow smoke and try to, like, butter everybody up. I'm not going to, like, kiss everybody's ass, and that's not the goal here. The goal is not to be the heel of the radio. It's just trying to motivate a couple people to actually get your shit together, man. Like, if you don't have, like, I don't know what you do for a shoot job, but, like, you know, whatever you're doing it because you like to do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when we do these shoots, man, I'm not getting paid. You know, I basically asked Jay saying, hey, you know, I have the equipment. I know what to do. I'm not asking for money, but let's go and give it a try. And, you know, when we came last year, which has now been 1 year since that, our first time at PWS as, you know, filming, it was, you know, it's grown. And, you know, Eric and Pat have a lot of trust in Jay and myself to help promote them, be at the shows, you know, kindly letting me come in, help interview guys, and even do some videos for PWS themselves, you know, just because, you know, just to show that, you know, we're here to help you guys out because we believe in your product.
Absolutely. With that being said, are you guys going to be there on Saturday?
You know, man, I'm working late night. I cannot get out of work. This was it's very disappointing on my end. I know a lot of the other guys can't. And which hurts me even most, but yes and no, I'm going to be in Greece at the same time that the Super Show is happening.
Oh, gosh,
so,
you're missing Supercard.
Yeah, I'm missing the card, but I'm going to be in Greece, man, so, you know, I can't fly back in time, you know,
that's
14
right.
hours of flying, you know, hey, you know, if I will promise myself that I will buy, if there's a DVD or there's a digital download of it, I will buy it. So
and you will hear
I am upset that I can't.
And you will hear this sexy voice on the broadcast. So you can't get rid of me, bro, no matter what.
Hey, you know what? It's good that you're still involved, even though you're injured, you know, and I know that sucks. And, you know, I've been wrestling. I've never taken an injury, but I've had mono. I've actually gotten a very serious condition from the ring that I have a permanent, basically, I have permanent rashes on my arm because of all the dirt and the sweat in that ring. So now I get, like, these shingles all the time in various different spots of my body, and most of it's because of what happened in the wrestling ring. And, you know, we used to rent a ring, and, you know, they probably don't shower them or take good care of bathe them or do anything with those, you know, that ring. So I'm sure that my condition is basically off that, which sucks, but that's just the way the wrestling life is.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you, and that's another thing. You'd be surprised, like, Pat Buck actually instills that in all of us. Wash your goddamn gear, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep a, nobody
right.
wants to be in the ring with the smelly kid, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not cool, and there's a couple guys that were just ripe. I mean, there's no other word to describe it, but there are a couple guys we had to tell a couple times, like, dude, please, for the love of God. You know, like, shower once. Try it. You never know. You might like it.
Or just get a goddamn bottle of Axe or something. They're so fucking cheap in the stores.
Yes.
Axe
have,
is, like, the best thing to happen to pro wrestling gear ever. You could Axe your shit, and it will be absolutely clean, at least for 20 minutes in the ring.
Absolutely. I have, like, 17 bottles lined up in my closet right now. We got them on special. So,
see?
I like...
Axe is a man's best friend. Other than Monster Energy drinks and Axe is the best thing to happen to pro wrestling.
Absolutely. But, all right, brother. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry you're going to miss the show this week, and I'm sorry now I can't get on a friggin' video. So now I'm just going to have to record myself with my phone or something. So,
dude, send it to me. I will put it up. I am encouraging if Pat, Eric, or yourself want to film anything at that show, I will have no problem putting it together. You know, so I trust me, I would take the footage, put something nice together, you know, for you guys. I have no problem doing that. You know, I was actually told Eric, I told Pat, hey, film stuff. I'll do it, but I just can't be there. I have no problem editing it, though.
I hear you. All right, well, hey, I'll definitely spread the message over to Pat and Eric when I see them tomorrow or Saturday, and we'll go from there.
All right, dude, thank you very much. Feel better
on
buddy. That leg. And we both got weddings coming up soon.
Yes, we do. We do. I do. I have. Actually, I'm going to a wedding next Saturday. I got to go to Minnesota for a wedding, and then another wedding in September. Like, there's just so much crap going on. Yes, I got to get better fast.
Yes. All right, dude. Have a great night. All right, have fun.
Thanks, buddy. All right, man.
Bye.
That's Will. He's another host of another show on Block Talk Radio under the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, little umbrella we got going on here. We got something special brewing, man. Like, you don't know. Some of these guys are trying hard. For Christ's sakes, on Sundays, I'm pretty sure, and I've listened to one of them, at least one of them, we have Bruce Hart. Yes, Hart. You heard it right. So, big things happening on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, and I'm happy to be a part of it, happy to be a part of the ride. We got another caller. Again, I don't want to make you guys wait way too long. This has only been 9 minutes or change, 10 minutes of change, caller. Thursday Night Destruction, who do I got?
Hey, what's up? It's Christine.
Oh, what's going on, Christine? How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm chilling out with the real Hummer tonight.
Oh, the real Hummer.
Destruction! Destruction! Hey!
Hey, how you
what's
guys
going
doing?
On,
I'm glad I got the real Hummer this time. So.
Yeah, you did.
You know, a matter of fact, but right before I started the show, I saw your little shoot video on the Shining Wizards.
What do you think?
I think it's very creepy. I'm kind of scared for them. I don't know what you guys got. I don't know what you guys are capable of doing. Therefore, that's why I'm always nice to you guys. I don't want to get killed. So, you know, that's all.
Well,
hey,
we were listening to you on JP's show last night, and we came to a decision about attending only one promotion.
And one promotion only.
Well, that's good, guys. Listen, you guys labeled yourselves the sign girls, the PWS sign
exactly.
girls. Sign,
yeah, we listened to what you had to say, and you're like, you know, you guys are the ones that put us over, and you guys show us love all the time. So, you know what? Not that we don't dislike other promotions, but, you know, we like the guys. They work hard just as well, but you guys are the ones that support us and show us the love. So, you know what? PWS is where it's at. That's where we're loyal to.
And
you heard
I'm assuming you guys will be there on Saturday, correct?
You know it.
You know it.
It's Hummer's birthday, so
that's
you know.
That's right. That's right. Happy birthday, Hummer. That's right.
Thank you. Cool.
Very cool. Very cool. How old are you going to be, Kathy?
21.
I'm going to be
all
33.
Over again. 33.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
cool.
Well, my birthday is right by yours, Dave.
Do you even know my
I'm
birthday?
I'm a Virgo, just like you. No,
I'm
a Virgo, like you are.
I understand that, but do you actually know my birthday?
September.
Thank you.
Jesus, you guys are too much.
I'm 5 days before you. I'm good with remembering things, though.
Yeah, I got an elephant brain, just like you. I remember everything.
Yeah, I guess that's a Virgo trait.
Yes, maybe. Maybe that's the case. But it's weird because I can remember things that happened to me when I was 5, but I can't remember what I had for lunch today. So it's just weird. It's a short-term block that just kind of knocks me out, and I don't know. For some reason, I can never remember. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, we're bringing my nephew to Supercard, so he's looking forward to seeing you.
Well, that's good. And Evan, I swear to God. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. These guys are complete idiots. None of these guys want to call, so it's whatever. If you want to keep texting me. I don't care. But if you're not calling in, bug off. At least the sign girls had the balls to call in.
That's right. By more balls than most of the guys in the locker room.
Oh.
Let's not even try to envision that because that's just not good.
No, we don't have to say. We're just busting.
Oh Christ! Here we go. Hey guys, just out of curiosity.
Hey, David. Half wrestlers created that. They created that one.
Out of curiosity, would you guys wear a shirt that just says like just busting?
Hell yeah!
I probably would.
Why the hell not? I have a shirt I want from the Wizard says who wants to fucking wrestle.
Dude, do you know how many freaking shirts I have in my closet?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I've got your shirt on right now, the one when you were in Reality Check.
Very cool, very cool. I'm glad you still have that gem, because I still wear that bad boy to the gym. It's a really good memorum, and makes me remember all the good days that I had with those guys, and definitely the best part of my career so far.
There's still good days ahead of you, Dave.
You're right. I hope you're right.
No, we are right.
No, we're right.
All right, guys. What's up?
Real quick, the only reason why that we say that is because we wouldn't say it if we didn't mean it. And that's why we got you that card, too.
I appreciate that, and the card is still, I'm looking right at it right now, and I appreciate you guys still doing that for me and making me $2 richer than I was the day before.
No problem, Dave. We don't mind doing it.
All right, guys. I will see you guys bright and early, I'm sure, on Saturday.
You got it.
Get out of work.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
That is the PWS Sign Girls once again calling me for the upteenth time, and I always appreciate their calls. You know, Sign Girls have always been supportive of everybody. They just support too many people at this point. So if these guys aren't – here we go again. We got – damn, Batista pinned Cena at SummerSlam 2008. That never happens from Richie. I got these guys, I swear to God, it's whatever. Anyway, I got a caller on the line right now, as a matter of fact. Somebody finally grew the balls to call me. Caller, who is this?
Hey, Dave, it's Evan. What's up, man?
Hi, Evan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Dave. I'd be better if the Mets were up right now, but...
No, Yankees are up 1-0. Yeah, no, I have the game in the background.
You're watching this two Major League debuts, and they're both pitching gems.
And I said to myself, I don't know if you saw me post this picture. I posted, like, I'll take the over, because I saw, like, a pitching matchup, and I said, all right, this is going to be people that are going to tee off.
A couple of us were just talking about that, how, you know, batters have also never seen these pitchers either, so,
That's true.
Tough first go around. So what's up? How's the show going so far? I'm not really listening.
Yeah, you are. Friggin'
I mean,
Richie.
I just started. I know, we're trying to be, obviously.
My phone is blowing up because of you clowns, and I was like, Brett's like...
I know. I woke up today with like 40 missed text messages.
And by waking up, what time did you wake up today, by the way?
5:30.
P.M., folks. That's P.M.
Come on, I live a busy life. I'm up all night, you know?
He is up all night texting everybody, just hoping for the world to be up at his time watching WWE Network or whatever the case
is. Yeah, I know. Sucks. Nobody ever is. So what's up, man?
Not that much, dude. Going, cruising along. Got about 50 minutes left on episode 3 here. Doing good. We covered a big rant.
A lot of PWS talk tonight, right? Huh?
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
We're excited.
Two big shows coming up.
We do. We have PWS Refuse to Lose on Saturday, and then obviously the big Super Card in June. And you were there last year in June when I speared Shelly Martinez out of her heels, right?
Yeah, I was actually. I think that was the last one. I need to get to one, man.
What a friend you are. That's the last one you saw, right?
Yeah. I'll get out there though. Whenever you come all back, right. Or when you do broadcasting, maybe.
Yeah, man, I'm doing the broadcasting thingy this Saturday.
I can't make it this Saturday. Maybe I'll go to the Supercard though.
Okay. Well, Richie says you sound like a pimp on the radio. By the way.
That's good, right?
I don't know, but this picture you wearing a Macho Man shirt is freaking creeping me out, dude.
I just said to Eric, I said, I should have never said that because now Richie's going to post it everywhere.
Oh, you better, that's the next internet sensation, yourself. It's going to be
Rich,
you, man.
Rich is gonna have it on Facebook, on Instagram, he's going to have it everywhere.
It's, you've seen what he's done to Lollipop's pictures, you can only imagine what he's going to do to yours.
Dude, that one picture is so funny, though, because he really does look like the villain in Men in Black.
It's bad, man. It's totally bad, so...
Scary. I'm so happy to have a night off to be away from him tonight.
That's
I hope
good.
He doesn't listen.
I mean, if he does, he probably doesn't know how to get this thing working anyway, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, you're right.
And then tomorrow I'll go to Big Shots. I'm like, Dave, I heard you on the broadcast. And I was like, that's great.
I think Evan was making fun of me.
For anybody who's not knowing, if anybody goes to Big Shots and sees this really big, tall guy, kind of looks like an alien, he's a security for Big Shots, his name is Lollipop. Go give him a shout. Go give him a hug. He'll probably take a picture with you and post it online saying, me right now.
So, you're going to be friends with him. You're going to be friends with him on Facebook instantly.
Instantly. Like, that's without...
The first thing he'll ask is, do you have Facebook?
all right,
we gotta stop making fun of him.
All right, yeah,
did you give a shout out to Brett yet? Because he was texting about it.
I did. Brett's I heard he's wearing his Macho Man shirt as well.
We gotta get him. That'd be awesome. But
I miss Brett. Right. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, me either. Well, I saw him a little bit, but I don't know. All right, I'll let you go get to your other callers.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, finally, right? I should have called last week, but the Nets lost. I was kind of pissed, so.
But the Nets lost last week. Season's already still called.
Yeah, it sucks. Stupid.
It's been a bad year for you sports-wise, huh?
What?
It's been a bad year for you sports-wise. You got the Niners losing in the Super Bowl. You got Duke losing. You got the Devils didn't make the playoffs. You got the Nets are out already. You got the Mets who are probably going to suck again.
Wait,
so what do you got?
Wait a minute. First of all, the Nets and the Yankees got the same record. That's number one.
Okay. Touche.
Number two, the 49ers didn't lose in the Super Bowl. They lost in the championship game.
Oh, wow. You know what? I was backtracking. You lost in the Super Bowl the year before that, so it's just been hell on earth.
And you know what's weird?
49ers.
And you know what's weird? You know who hasn't made the playoffs in the last, like, what, 5-6 years?
That would be the Houston Texans.
No, they actually did. They made it last year.
I know. You're talking about my beloved Dallas Cowboys.
Of course. All right, buddy. Yeah. I'll talk to you. I'll call you next week.
I'm sure I'll see you over the weekend at some point.
I'm sure I'll see you maybe tonight. Hit me up later.
Hey, you know what? Maybe tonight. Who knows?
Cool. All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Later. Bye. That is my boy, Evan, one of my good friends. There's so much you could say about Evan, and that could be a whole episode. We could probably do an episode of just Evan for one day. He is one of the biggest wrestling fans I know, and that's kind of how we got our friendship started, and there is these guys, they have to stop texting me or I'll go crazy. Evan, wear your Mexican mask. If I had like a photo of the week or something to that effect, I would post a photo of the time that Evan came with me to a PWS event. We were fans at the time. This is actually, you know what's funny? Evan was with me during the Pat Buck, let's call Sid live on the air kind of deal. He was in that. See you later, Greg. My roommate came and left. He's gone. He's out. He's out the door. Like the new door?
Nope.
All right. We got a new door today, folks. And I had to sit there and watch this man put in a door from 9:30 in the morning till about 3:30. So that was my day. At least I had some company. Maybe that's why I was so pissed. It was just loud and smelled like sawdust. It was disgusting. Anyway, Evan was there for that event. So he bought a lucha mask and he wore it. And let's just say Evan's head... is big? I don't know. Is big the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But he put it on. He looked like the revolting blob. and that's that. The rest was history. So I don't know. Maybe he was wearing it when he was calling me. Maybe he wasn't. But I have to stop checking my phone because, therefore, I get the text upon text upon text. And it's just those guys going back and forth. So, yes, I have a core group of friends, people. I'm not just a wrestling guy. And I don't just... you know, I don't have just wrestling fans, you know, like I just, there's, I have a good core group of friends out there, and they're good people. They mean well. We make fun of each other all day long. Actually, Richie told me to do myself a favor and watch 2008 pay-per-views. He says he forgets how good they were back in 2008. So that's dating back 6 years ago. And for whatever reason, he had a big beef with one of the referees. It was the referee during the, what the hell was it? JBL versus Cena first blood match. The referee, who I can't even remember his name, nor do I, I don't know how much longer he worked for the company after this, but it was a first blood match. So every strike to the head or the face, he was like stroking his hair. Like he would put his, he'd run his fingers through JBL's hair looking for a cut. And then he would get up and say, no cut, no cut. So it's very weird, very awkward. But we'll take another caller. Evan, again, thanks for calling in, my boy. I know you'll be calling another time, and I'm sure I'll probably call you later on tonight to maybe get some drinks. Caller, Thursday Night Destruction, a 908 number that I have no idea who you are. Who am I talking to?
You got a clue who this is there, big guy.
Oh, is this Pesci?
It is.
What up?
I just got home. I'm not going to lie. I haven't heard a thing, but I figured I didn't call last week, and your ratings went down a little bit, so I thought I'd boost you back up.
Oh, listen to me. Okay, you listen here, little man. All right. The only reason my ratings went down for a week is because if I'm a fan of the NFL and I want to watch the draft, the last thing I'm going to do is listen to some podcast. So if you're a cross between a wrestling fan and a football fan, that's how you're going to lose live listeners. So shut your little mouth, okay?
I mean, so, the numbers don't lie. I wasn't around. The fans weren't around. Pretty much how it works.
All right. Well, hey, how'd you like that Tanaka performance last night?
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I kept getting Major League flashbacks, but he held his own. I mean, pitching in Citi Field is surely, you know, helps out you Yankees. I know McCann hit that, you know, pop up the right field that he was a little pissed about.
Well, right now we're cruising here. We're 1-0 in the top of the eighth. The Yankees are up 1-0 right now. So holding on to that lead. I know, I watched it. I see this live. I'm like Mike Francesa. I got the stuff in the background. So it's all good.
You got your Diet Coke?
Actually, I switched to regular Coke just for today. I don't know why. It was what was in the fridge.
You lose all those games. All of them. They're all gone.
True story. Right before this, I was like, I got to have something to drink. I look in the fridge. I see a massive liter, not a liter, a 2-liter bottle of Coke. So I'm like, I'm not bringing this whole goddamn thing. Yeah, liter of cola. And, I don't want a liter of cola. I want a large Farva. So I see this liter of cola. Now it's a goddamn liter of cola. I see this 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola, and I said to myself, I'm like, now, you know what? I haven't had Coke in a long time. The drink form of Coke in a long time. And,
yeah, the other form he does all the time.
Yeah, no, that's on an everyday basis. But I see this bottle of Coke, and I'm like, how the hell? Because I'm still on crutches. So how am I going to get this bottle of Coke to where I'm doing my broadcast? So I decided I took a large plastic cup, right, put that in one pocket. I loaded up my other pocket with the bottle itself. I stuffed the bottle in my pocket. I don't know how I did that, but I had it. And then I took I had a third pocket in my shorts, and I filled it up with ice. So here I am, crutching around with basically a walking bar. So I made it happen, man.
All right, you got to do what you got to do, and, you know, you got the little limp going on.
Yeah, it is what it is. Wow.
Have you talked about PWS on Saturday?
I did, man. I did. I'm looking forward to it. I'm jumping on the broadcast team, and it's going to be fun, man. You going to be there or what?
I'm trying to get the band together, but everybody keeps talking to me about having jobs and everything. So I don't know if I'll be able to make my way out there by myself. I don't know if anybody knows me like that.
Don't you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy? You can't get a ride?
Well, I know a couple of guys, but, you know, they're doing, you know, 5 to 20. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, if you can't get there, pick up the DVD on ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Pick it up. It's going to be a great event, man. We have so much stuff going on. I can't, obviously the main event, or I don't even know if it's going to be the main event, but it has to be Kevin Matthews versus Jeff Jarrett, and it's going to be sick. I cannot wait to meet Jeff Jarrett at the seminar and put my name out there, and hopefully he likes my face. I don't know. As of right now, I can't show him what I got in the ring, but hopefully he likes my voice enough to maybe say, how would you like to be whatever? So that's
The cream rises to the top, so you got to put your name out there in order to have it be seen. So.
Absolutely, bro. So, but yeah, a lot of good matches coming up. It's gonna be fun.
You know, maybe I will take that right out there, wrong way by myself. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll run into somebody.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'll be there, front and center. I'll be at the broadcast booth. You can hang out with us, you know, before, after, during intermission, and then after parties as well, and have a good time with us, man. You know, we're not gonna disappoint you if you come out there. It's the best bang for your buck product out there, man.
Never a disappointment. Fell in love with it the first time I went.
Awesome, dude. Very, very appreciative of that. So, all right, buddy. Let me finish up with a couple callers, and I got the Yankees here in the eighth, top of the eighth, one out, 1-0 Yankees. So hopefully we split this season series, so now the Met fans can stop acting like they won the World Series after beating them two nights in a row. So,
well, just wait for your bullpen to come in, and we'll be all right.
A bullpen is in, but Tansy's just smoking you clowns. So don't worry about that.
You see what you see. I don't know.
All right, bro. Hopefully I'll see you, Brett, on Saturday. And if not, we'll get together for Supercard, of course.
Absolutely.
All right, man. I'll talk to you, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
All right, that's Brett. He's the little Joe Pesci lookalike that also works for Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. 37 minutes or so left on this episode. I know a couple guys have told me they're going to call in. I got one more caller on hold, I think. Let me check. Who knows? This person was holding for 23 minutes, so it's either really important or they were just trying to listen into it via the phone. Caller, Thursday Night Destruction, what's up? Who are you?
Yo, Dave.
Yo.
It's TJ.
Who?
TJ.
PJ?
Yes.
Didn't I just talk to you?
TJ, the security guy.
Oh, Mr. Flyers fan. How the Flyers doing, bro?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, man. It changed my mood to get on the air and start talking PWS and wrestling and stuff. I was having a couple rough days in a row, and I needed to get on the air and just air a couple things. And I didn't shoot on anybody. I didn't make anybody feel bad. I'm just trying to motivate a couple guys. You've been listening since the start, or what?
Yeah, I'm here at work. I had it on the computer. Now, when I got on the phone, I was listening through my phone.
Nice. Very nice. Well, I appreciate you calling in and listening and promoting me and all that good stuff. So, how about my Rangers, man? You think we got a shot or what?
As much as I hate to say it, I think it's going to be a good series with the Canadians. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I bash the Rangers left and right, but I mean, if Lundqvist isn't in goal, you guys are out. That's just my honest opinion.
Yeah, that man was playing on his head, and I don't care how many people bash this guy over times. How many game sevens has this guy won? You know, like, you got to start cutting him a little bit. It's like, I know it's hard for you. You're a Flyers fan. It's, like, hard for me to say that anybody's good. I hate Timmins, and I hate your whole team, but I know who has talent, and I know who's a thorn in my side. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I always give credit where credit's due, and this should be a good series. Thank God it's not Boston. I swear to God, if we would have played Boston, I don't even know. Like, those are a bunch of big boys, man.
Now let me ask your honest opinion. I've been thinking about this. Did you see the whole Lucic handshake thing?
The who?
Lucic, Milan Lucic, with the handshake.
No. I didn't even hear about it. What's up?
He through the handshake, he was giving a bunch of guys like crap, like trash talking them through the handshake, like grabbing their hand. Yeah,
that's like fifth grade schoolyard shit.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get a chance, go YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, every time I go to YouTube, it just keeps replaying the Dan Cirillo goal in Philadelphia when he told the Flyers fan to get half himself. Which, by my opinion, is the greatest goal ever scored in Rangers history. And I've been watching these guys since 92 or 93. So,
yeah.
Greatest goal ever. So you're looking forward to Saturday? You're playing security or what? What are you doing?
I'll be there. I'll be there, security.
Awesome,
it's
awesome.
It's a pretty good show, man. I was listening to what you said earlier about the whole thing with Mario. I was in shock as well.
the
ring.
I kind of like the fact that I don't think I'm going to go ask anybody what's happening. I think I'm just going to call. call the match as I see it and get excited like a little schoolgirl, just like, oh my God, look, it's him, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I'm like you. I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen. But, I mean, that just, like, shocked the hell out of me.
When that music hit, I was like, oh, shit. What do we got here? So I was appalled. So very good show upcoming. This week is going to be great. I can't wait. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Keep listening. Promote me a little more and all that good stuff. And wear my T-shirts that I gave you. And
No problem. No problem, man. All right, I'll see you Saturday, Dave.
All right, buddy. Later. That's TJ. He's actually head of – I would call him head of security because Raleigh – I don't know. Raleigh – I heard Raleigh picks and chooses his shows he wants to go to. But TJ's been there helping us out with security for the last couple months. He's doing a great job. He was one of the guys in between Bonesaw and Kevin before they actually had their fight in Belleville when they went at it. That wasn't scripted, folks. They were killing each other, and I personally was just kind of laying in the weeds watching it. I was still on my high after Duggan. But finally, no more callers in queue. But if you do want to chat with me, it's 9:26 right now. I got about a half hour left on the show. I do want to preview the PWS card a little more. The number to call in, 760-888-5749. It's kind of crazy how fast this goddamn show goes. You know, I like, and it sucks that it's only once a week, you know? If I can get another, shit, I don't know. I'm actually serious. I want to go to Big Shots. No, I'm sitting home watching Hoops. I'm guessing that chat wasn't, this is why I can't, all right, phone's away because I can't do this. I only wrote down one more number, I believe. My broadcast colleague will be calling in at 9:45. That's David Adams going over the PWS event that's coming up. But now that I have the open forum and nobody's calling, and if you call, I will answer. It's not like I'm shutting you down. I have a couple of notes that I did want to talk about and cover before this is all said and done. And one of them is something that happened that surfaced today. And I'm kind of going off topic a little bit, going into a sports realm. But it's the Michael Sam thing that's going on. Listen, here's a guy who, yes, he's a trendsetter. He's a revolutionary guy now. He made history. He came out after his college season was over and came out to be the first ever open gay football player to enter the NFL draft. Okay, yeah, I'm just getting choked up over this. So that right away is a story, you know, first gay guy, you know. I think Collins from the Nets came out, and in pro wrestling, there's only one guy, and that's Darren Young or Fred to some guys that know him more than, you know, past the character. I would never bash anybody for what they want to do, okay. In their lifestyle, everybody's got a choice. You can like men, you can like women, you can like both. I like the girls that like both. So, you know, you can have your opinions. You can have your likes and your dislikes. What this guy is doing right now with this new thing that he came out with. Listen, if you're gay, you're gay. Okay, I'm not going to bash your choice. However, I will bash you if you try to use that to your advantage to make money. Now, people say that this happens all the time when it comes to people trying to get an interview on Dateline NBC or something. You get national exposure. Do I think Don Sterling was doing that for national exposure? No, I just think he's a senile old man that just opened his mouth at the wrong time. So now he is the head of news. And now he's going back and forth with Magic Johnson, which I didn't even know what he said because I didn't watch the interview, and my dad told me, and I was blown away. You want to hear it? Go look it up. I'm not going to repeat it. But you have national stories that can go national if used correctly. I think it's a really cool thing if somebody comes out and they want to announce that they're gay so they can just – I know the term is, quote, coming out of the closet, like you've been in this captivity and you're just – it's hard to just tell the world how you really feel. And I can't understand it. I clearly I'm not that way, you know. And even though half the world wants to call every wrestler gay because we wrestle in spandex and oil up each other and all that good stuff, but in reality, there's a certain way to go about using this. It's not even so much using it. I would think that the way people go about doing it is wrong. What Tim Tebow did with his Jesus escapades and being overly religious, but publicly. I mean, I've met a lot of Jesus freaks, okay? I mean, it's just, I love God too, okay? I went to school, I got my communion, I made my confirmation, I can get married in the Catholic Church, okay? But I'm not going to sit there and say that God is the reason why everything's happening. Like, do I believe that? Yeah, I guess. But it's, again, it's anybody's opinion. You can use your own opinion. But with that being said, Michael Sam comes out and says, I'm gay. Now, he doesn't want that to be the focal point. He went on record saying, I don't want to be known as a gay football player. I just want to be known as a football player. I want to be known to make it in the National Football League. Well, buddy, you blew it today. You blew it today because now, according to multiple sources online and ESPN, they're all saying that you want your own reality show. Good for you. But I know that reality show is not going to be your quest of becoming a football player. That's not what it's about. You're going to use this, and get ready for this, it'll be broadcasted on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Another one who I don't care how many gifts she gives to the crowd. She couldn't be more racist than anybody else. I don't care what you say. But be that as it may, Michael Sam, what you're doing and how you're going about doing it is wrong. I don't like the reaction. ESPN should have cut that feed a little quicker. I honestly think they made it look like, and listen, I know production. I went to school for it. You can make it look like something's wrong with the feed and cut it. And they did that just a little too late. I'm all about public displays of affection. I am. I'm all about that. I'm not shy. I'll kiss my girl in public. You know what I mean? I'm not that kind of guy. But when you know that it's hard to really start a real big debate about it when it's a touchy subject with some. But to use this to your advantage to make a couple bucks before you even start your career, which I know why you're doing this. You were drafted in the 7th round, about 5 picks to go before the draft was over. And there's a reason for that. You're not that good. You're a football player, sure. You're a monster. Great. But there's a reason why you fell to the 7th round. You're not that good. You are not that good. So for you to try and make a team, good for you. The Rams took the risk of bringing a circus to St. Louis. And that's what you just caused. Because now, yes, they're on the air. They're going to be talked about as making a bold move. They drafted the guy. They drafted Michael Sam. The gay NFL player is going to try to make the team. Well, now what? What if he is no good? What if he dogs it out there? And what if he's just not a contributor to the Rams organization? Cut him, right? Anybody can cut anybody. Jimmy Johnson, the Cowboys coach back in 1993, cut somebody because they had asthma in the middle of a practice. You can get cut any time. But can you cut Michael Sam? Can you look that man in the eye and say, sorry, you're just not good enough to make the team. I'm sure there'll be another fitter or another suitor for you. Nope. This man is now job security. Because if you cut a gay NFL athlete, you are looking at the biggest lawsuit in history. And this is no discredit to Darren Young in the world of wrestling or Jason Collins in the world of the NBA. But you did something. You took that leap. Congratulations on that leap. But you also put, you know, a burden on these owners that they're going to have to think twice about firing you or getting rid of you or cutting you or releasing you. I just don't think this Oprah Winfrey thing is going to be good for you. So with that being said, I had to touch on that because it was something else that was driving me up the wall. But we do have another caller on the line. Don't want to keep anybody holding. I know that David Adams is going to call in a little bit. But you're on Thursday Night Destruction. Who am I talking to? Somebody's on the phone. I hear a song. I actually heard the Bob's commercial in the background as well, so I know you're watching the Yankee game. But I can't. All right, well, should I hang up or are you actually going to talk? Oh, well, they went away. Anyway, that's cool. There's always that one guy. So that's cool. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Tonight, on a night like tonight, it's all good because I just there's so much to talk about that I don't need a prank call. So anyway, back on Michael Sam. You know, obviously, you know, you did it the wrong way. I don't like the way you're going about it. But again, to each their own, right? Each their own. Is that the way I'm supposed to say it? So anyway, we'll now go into something that I've been looking forward to talking about, and that is this Saturday. This Saturday is PWS Refuse to Lose 2014 at the Rahway Center Circle, the dome in the middle of Rahway. So I know that if you're in the area, you can come on in. Before I preview that, I'll go over some questions that I got. I left a thread open for people to ask me some questions in case they couldn't call in. I don't want to be a total ass and not answer them. So, Sign Girl Stalkers know how birthday feel special, superstar. Oh, that's David Adams checking in. Chris Scadilla, my boy, true. Chris, what up? Is my podcast only about wrestling? No, obviously. I talk about everything I possibly can. Travis, Ola, one of my boys from last week's draft party. Who is your dream opponent? All right, I'm not a kiss ass. I don't want to sound cheesy, but before it's all said and done, I want to get in the ring with my trainer, Pat Buck, one-on-one. There's been times where I ran drills with him in school, and he brought out the best of me and probably killed me and made me want to suffocate each and every time, but I do want one-on-one, me and Pat Buck, just once. Not for Superstars of Wrestling, for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Somehow, some way, I don't know how, who knows, but it doesn't matter. Justin Berglund, I don't know if I should answer your question. I'm pretty sure you're a Red Sox fan. Just kidding. When you get back to wrestling for PWS, who are you setting your sights on? Well, that could be easy and say that I'm going to go get the guy that hurt me. But I'm not a total prick. But I just want a championship. That was the goal. I want to do that. I'm still partners with the Big O. Big O's still my dude. So as soon as I get back, tag team division, be on notice because we want the gold. That was the goal the whole time. He got hurt. I went singles. I got hurt. He's coming back. He'll do singles. But when we reunite, we're going to bring the noise and people. And we want some gold. So, Dave O'Connell, part of my language. Fuck, marry, or kill. Snitsky, Low Key, or Sonny from 2014. Right now, current Sonny. Well, this is a tough one. But I'm going to say the first one. I'll still go Sonny. I mean, listen, Sonny was the first crush that every single wrestling fan ever had. And I know certain somebody listening right now currently texts Sonny back and forth. So I know she's still hip. She's still got it. I guess I'll give her a she's still got it chant. Why not? Who knows? So then that's the first one. Mary, Low-Key, or Snitsky? I don't know. For backup reasons, maybe Low-Key, because, you know, he's a badass dude. So, and kill, I guess, Snitsky, because, you know, it wasn't my fault, right? So, that's that. All right, Steve Colatuano. What did you think of Kevin Matthews and Pat Buck trying to kill the Wizard at Superstars of Wrestling a couple weeks ago? What did I think of that? I thought it was the most funny, hilarious thing I've ever seen, ever. And I was on commentary. And your hair looks nice. I was on commentary, and I saw it go down live, and I wish I had the video. I think I do have the video, but the angle was wrong, and I couldn't see everything. But I heard that the Wizard took a spill, and he almost died. So I don't want that. I don't want the Wizard to die. You know, I like the Wizard. But, again, let's not encourage any more of these Fugazi Nelsons and all that stuff because I don't know. That stuff gets annoying. Dave O'Connell, and I'll show you. Sammy Fuck Mary with Snitsky and Low-Key. Oh, well, hey, I'm not going to, that's the end of the questions. So now we'll get into PWS, Refuse to Lose. We're looking at a stat card. I mean, it always a stat card. Just drop the remote. No big deal. Yankees are up 1-0 in the eighth. I don't have to turn it off. So the big event coming up this Saturday, obviously starting with the Jeff Jarrett seminar at, around 2:30. Again, I won't even go back into that. If you're in the business and you want to make it, then get your ass to the seminar. So the card itself, what are we looking at? We're looking at a little bit of everything, as always. Like PWS always delivers the biggest variety that you've ever seen on the independent level. You know, as far as the legend of the night, you have Jeff Jarrett against Kevin Matthews, probably headlining the show. And I know Kevin's been just itching to get this match, you know, and he was given it when somebody else couldn't deliver. And you know, Kevin's the first one who's going to step up to the plate and say he'll do it. Of course he will. So that match I can't wait to see. There is a, finally, my boy Craven gets revenge on Fala Ba one-on-one. Now, does that mean it's going to be one-on-one? I don't know, because GMC is always sticking his fat Republican prostitute-loving face all over the place, and it's never a fair fight. The heavenly bodies are around. You know, you never know what's going to happen with these guys. Craven's looked for backup month in and month out, and nothing has helped. Is there anybody out there that can help this kid? I wish I could, but I can't. It tortured me to see him get his ass kicked for two straight months. So hopefully this one-on-one stays a one-on-one, and we'll see what happens there. We have a grudge match dating back to March of 2014 in the on-the-spot title shot Battle Royal. The number one entrant was Dan Moff. Now, when I came out, Dan Moff wanted a piece of me. So, me being me, I gave it to Dan Moff. We went at it a little bit, and he slapped my back so hard that I had marks on my back for about, I don't know, 4 days. Dan Moff's a badass dude. He's one of my newest mentors. He's a hard-hitting, badass son of a bitch, and it is just, he's been around the block. He's been with Ring of Honor. He's done his time wherever he could. And now he's a force to be reckoned with on the Pro Wrestling Syndicate roster. So now, who throws out Dan Moff? Who's the guy responsible for, actually, you know what? Before I get into that, I'll take the call. I know this is David Adams. David Adams, what is up, my friend?
What's up, bro? I heard you're starting up the preview a little bit early, so I figured I would chime in a little bit, my broadcast colleague brother.
Absolutely. And again, once again, I'm blessed and honored that I can sit next to you and try my very hardest to you know, compliment you on all your play-by-play. I can add the color. We could be our own Vince and Jesse the Body Ventura, you know?
Well, you know, they did their thing. Let's form our own David Adams. It'll be David and Dave. It'll be Dave Destruction and David Adams, bro. Let's make our own legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Let's start our own thing.
I called you right when you were talking about Dan Moff and Starman. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I'm on right now. It's something that Starman got rid of Dan Moff in that Rumble, and ever since then, Dan Moff's been on a mission to just put this guy on pause for good. So,
well, if you remember, this even started back as far back as Wrestle Bowl last November, when the Insane Clown Posse, our commissioners, they made that match. Winner gets the number, gets the best entrance spot in the Rumble, the number 30 spot, but the loser gets number one. And at the time, it was two fan favorites going one on one, so it was kind of difficult for the fans to decide who they wanted to cheer for. And in the end, I mean, Starman picked up the, you know, schoolboy victory, and, I mean, they hugged it out. And then out of nowhere, I mean, Moff just snapped to Dave. It was crazy. Yeah. And if you remember, he just put him up in that torture rack and then just dropped him down for the burning hammer. And that's where this whole anger and just frustration by Moff originated from.
That's right. I remember that. I was focused on Wrestle Ball. I was actually in action. I had that the tag team match. I remember the Insane Clown Posse making all the rules that night, and that was a big rule, man. Number one, there's a long time between number one and number 30, so I know that was something that started an anger streak for Moff, and now the two forces collide this Saturday. It's gonna be a hell of a fight, man.
I know. Finally, one-on-one, once again, something's got to give. This isn't any friendly versus friendly. I mean, Moff is out to permanently name this gentleman, so that should be real interesting.
Yes, sir. Now, obviously, we're going to other matches that really stand out. The Heavenly Bodies are getting their first rematch since losing the title, and they're going to be taking on the PWS Tag Team Champions of Pat Buck, Johnny Silver, otherwise known as the Lone Rangers. Now, I remember that first match. I believe it was the same show, the show in Edison. And,
February 22nd, yeah, at the Edison Hotel.
Yeah, it was a great hard-hitting match, and I enjoyed it. You know, it was just, anytime you get to see, you know, Buck and Silver together. It's always something special, and these guys really bring it. And that's why they came out on top. So now the bodies are back, and I heard, you know, words from GMC over the last couple of days saying that, you know, they're not taking no for an answer. So, I mean, I'm excited, you know.
Well, yeah, they never immediately got or just gone on an absolute path of dominance these past couple months, and their primary focus has been the zombie slayer, metal guy Craven Varro. Ironically enough, he's the one that's been slayed as of late by the Chimento family.
Yeah, I don't know where you're calling from, but you're all sorts of nice and choppy on my broadcast there, bro. Just so you know, you're breaking up a little bit. But.
I live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, it shows. But going off of that, we have that, obviously, with the tag team title match. We have a very unique one-on-one match as well, as Shinron, the Spirit Dragon, steps back into a PWS ring, but it's not on a suicidal six-way front. He's taking a step on Stiffwood Beach. He's got the lifeguard one-on-one, which I'm personally looking forward to, because the lifeguard... again, Mike Dell, hardest working guy in the roster right now, is getting delivered the next 2 months some serious, serious competition, starting with Shinron. And at Supercard, he's getting the recently released Mason Ryan. And that man, he's not tiny. So he's got his hands full.
Yeah, it's a battle of two high flyers, known primarily for their work in the suicidal six-way division. But like you said, it's one-on-one Saturday night, and we've never seen Shinron in one-on-one competition at PWS. I've seen his matches on YouTube and whatnot, and he looks amazing. So it's going to be great to see him in a one-on-one matchup so we can see what he truly can do here at Pro Wrestling Syndicate. And like you said, it's not going to be an easy task. The lifeguard, one of the hardest working guys to come out of the Pro Wrestling Syndicate school, he's really going to give Shinron all he's got.
Gotcha. Listen, my man, I'm gonna hang up on you, but call back, because maybe it's just a bad connection, because it's really just choppy as all hell.
Yeah, I have a full bar. Sorry, bro.
It's all right. No big deal. Yeah, so I'm going to hang up on David Adams right now. He'll call back. Shinron is going against the lifeguard. Should be very cool. Looking forward to seeing a very, very high, and large cannonball out of the lifeguard, and tell Shinron to stay off Stiffwood Beach with his fat little fingers. So that match is going to be great. There's also a match of, it's a rematch of sorts, or not so much a rematch, but Chris Payne last month was double-crossed, okay? He was dropped from his little organization he started. He started this faction called the Untouchables with Bobby Wayward, Bowens, and Gamble, and they have their own agenda, it seems. So now we have a six-man tag, okay? We have Chris Payne now teaming with the big deal Craig Steele and a newcomer for the PWS roster, otherwise known as, to us in-house, he's known as the PWS birthday champion. It's Delroy Alexander, the short thing, the black stallion. They have their hands full, because with or without Payne, those three boys, they're not here for just games, okay? I spoke to a couple of them last night when I could. You know, they're ready to rock. So going into Supercard, it's just, I don't know. They have a hidden agenda. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, because I've been on the receiving end of a 3-on-1 attack, okay? I know what Payne's feeling right now, and it sucks, all right? So from there, I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope Payne has found the right partners, and I hope that, you know, things work out for the better, you know? So, other matches going on that night. Well, who could forget the Warlord? The Warlord's coming into Pro Wrestling Syndicate to do his own Full Nelson challenge. Now, I'm not sure who's going to be challenging for this, but I do know one guy who is, and that is the Jewosaurus. Brodus Jay, is it? Jay Silva's coming out, and he claims that he's going to be breaking the Warlord's grip. It remains to be seen. Do I think he can do it? Did you see that video? Did you see the determination in his eyes? Did you see the shrugs of him working on his neck? I did. So, hey, never know, right? He could be the guy. or you can break his neck and please everybody. So with that being said, we do have a PWS championship contract signing. Now, for any real wrestling fan out there who's ever watched the contract signing, they never go well because these two guys, they want to kill each other. Mario Baccara pulled the ultimate opportunist move last month and came out after about 20 minutes of Kevin Matthews and Bonesaw kicking the crap out of each other. And he saw his moment, cashed in his on-the-spot title shot medallion, and not only did he win the match, but he made Kevin Matthews tap to the Croatian lock, still leaving Bonesaw technically undefeated. Bonesaw didn't lose that match. He said it on my first episode. I was talking to Bonesaw on this episode. He did not lose that match. So now you have a battle of undefeateds. That is going to be something special because these are two homegrown PWS guys that are going to be working for the ultimate prize. And it all starts with a contract signing. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be the easiest going thing in the world. But moving forward, we have the PWS, obviously, the Suicidal Six-Way match. And the champion, Matt McIntosh, is coming back. He will be defending his title against none other than former Suicidal champion, Suicidal Six-Way champion, the Drunken Swashbuckler, versus Kyle Reynolds, coming off a brilliant performance, in my opinion, in a tag team title match with his brother Alex. He's coming off a great match. So Kyle Reynolds is getting a title shot versus the Prince of Aesthetics, Damian Gibbs, coming off his Lucha Libre tour in Mexico, so hopefully his jet lag is gone, versus Cobra Commander, who he's left his mark, you know, so I just, you know, it's hard to make up what he really can offer, against Habib from the Car Wash. Who in God's creation is Habib from the Car Wash? I have no idea who this is. I don't know if I want to know who this is. David, are we back? Are we not choppy anymore?
Hey, is it better?
Oh, yeah. No, it's better now for now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. That's all good. Things happen. But no, keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, Habib from the Car Wash. Who the hell is this guy?
I have no idea. I saw him on the card, and I said, this has to be another wacky thing that PWS is putting out there, and I guess it remains to be seen of who the hell Habib from the Car Wash is. But I'm glad you're back on the line. Go ahead.
It sounds pretty obvious. I mean, Eric always gets delusional people that email him, hey, book me, book me. Maybe he finally took one of these delusional people up on it and he booked him. Who knows?
I don't know, but I'm glad to call him back now because there's one match on this card that I'm particularly looking forward to, not just as a fan looking in or because I'm a big supporter of this guy, but it's something that PWS is taking a little bit of, not so much a risk, but it's a good risk, and that's taking the Extreme Rising Championship belt and bringing it on to Pro Wrestling Syndicate waters as the champion, Luke Hawks, will take on the how many time champion of PWS, Devin Moore?
Two-time PWS champion.
I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, a Majestic 12 winner?
Two-time Majestic 12 tournament winner. That is factually correct.
Well, I mean, this Devin Moore is a hard-hitting badass, and he's got a chance at a different championship. How do you feel about this, man? We're bringing in somebody else's belt and defending it on our soil.
Well, I'm going to quote you. The Extreme Rising Championship defending at PWS? Why not? Exactly. That's your quote,
is,
by the way.
Why not?
Not?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. I'm PWS, I mean, we've never been ones to sugarcoat it. We don't screw our fans over. I think a lot of fans that like that style of professional wrestling got screwed over. And now they're going to get to see the belt that they never thought they'd see defended ever again, defended at another promotion. I don't even want to call it a rival promotion fan because guess what? They're not in business anymore because they shut their doors and they turned off all their social media sites. So you know what? But the belt is still in existence. And Luke Hawks, if you've seen his promos on social media, that guy speaks his mind. And I think he's going to be a perfect fit at PWS.
I tell you what, it's going to be hard hitting. It's going to be kind of, I just like how it's of all the matches and all the stuff that's going on Saturday, it's that unique game changer that separates Pro Wrestling Syndicate from everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, case in point, these guys want to shut their doors. Well, guess what? Their champion, he's coming our way. You know what I mean? It's like very, it's very cool. Not to sound Clarkish, but it's really cool, you know?
And it is. And you know what? I mean, it won't be a shock to anybody if Devin Moore takes that belt from the Southern Stomper, Luke Hawks, because the notorious Devin Moore, he's been around since the inception of PWS back in 2007. He's got a no-fear wrestling mentality, and it's made him one of the top guys in the locker room. And if anybody's going to take it to the big man from New Orleans, it's going to be Devin Moore, the pride of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a city that's no stranger to seeing Extreme Rising.
Okay, well, I'm not a big fan of Philly, so whatever. But other than that, yes, Devin Moore is a iconic superstar for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Luke Hawks is coming in here trying to make a name for himself with the belt. So, needless to say, it's going to be something special to watch. Obviously, you have, again, to reiterate, Matthews versus Jarrett, Craven versus Fala, Moth versus Starman, the tag team title match, Lifeguard Shinron, the six-way. I mean, you got Little Mac versus King Hippo one-on-one again. You know, so it's a little bit of everything coming live from Rawway this Saturday. I'm really excited.
Can anybody break the Warlord's tight grip? I heard you talking about the Jewasaurus, Brodus J. Silva. I mean, he sent in a video. It would appear that he's going to be in Rawway on Saturday, so should be real interesting. He's been working his neck muscles, getting those chops all, you know, big and strong. So, I mean, he says he's going to break the grip.
I mean,
so I guess we'll find out, Dave.
That video is something. It's intense. It brought me back. It brought me back to these old NWO-ish, heelish promos where he means business. And usually Jewasaurus, he's the kind of guy that can joke around with everybody, but it just doesn't seem like he's coming for jokes this time. He's coming to break the grip.
Oh, quote-unquote, Warlord, I'm coming for you. That's an exact quote from the Jewasaurus, Brodus J. Silva. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting. And, of course, like you said, Kevin Matthews, Jeff Jarrett, it's being billed as a dream match, and why not? And as you were saying earlier, any independent talent on the scene that doesn't come out to that seminar at 2 p.m. at the Rawway Center Circle Soccer Dome and fork up $100 to have a seminar and talent evaluation by Jeff Jarrett, you're absolutely out of your mind. I mean, that's open to all established independent wrestlers out there. You know you're going to see PWS guys. You know you're going to see us PWS students, and I hope to see other independent wrestlers out there that want to better their craft and get evaluated by the best.
I hope so, too. But with that being said, I got about a minute left on the air. I'm going to wrap up. Sure. But, Adams, thank you for calling in. I'm looking forward. Very big. Another, as I told you the other day on a message, it's a bucket list kicker. I can't wait to get on the air with you. Saturday is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to Supercard. Everything's going to kick ass. PWS, again, on the rise and proving to everybody why we're the best out there at what we do.
I look forward to working with you as well, Dave. It should be a good time. And to all the fans out there, thanks for listening to Destruction's podcast, and we'll see everybody on Saturday.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Have a good
night. All right, David Adams. That was David Adams. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you all for listening to this rant all night. I'll leave you guys with a little bit of hardcore music to get the blood flowing. Maybe you'll lift a little weight. Why not? Thanks for listening, guys. Again, 3 weeks in, successful shows. Next week, it'll be a PWS Fallout, and who knows who's going to come on after that. Thanks, guys.